Like I happen to be a yoga teacher, but really what I want to do is to like teach you to fly your own plane. Yoga is, you know, we teach these classes now with 10, 20, 50 people, how, you know, a big group of people all arriving differently, right? Their own experiences, their own state right in that moment. And we're offering them a one size fits all approach. And that was never the intention of yoga. And even though I really do sort of like to nod to the tradition of yoga, I think it's important. I am aware that accessibility and tailoring it to individual needs is really how people are going to, as I say, become. Like you can even do that through the lens, right, of yoga. I use like Ayurvedic principles all the time and just sort of reading the room, like the gunas, you know, what's in this room? Is it tamas? Is it rajas? Are these people in some sort of like heightened pitta dosha state? Or are they all like vata? Or are we kind of kapha, you know? And then from there, I try to offer yoga to meet like yoga asana, pranayama, dhyana, meditation, like to meet people where they are. And that's really what I'm trying to do. And then they can take it anywhere. They don't need me anymore to do that. They'll just come. They'll just keep coming to the studio because their friends are here.
Yeah. Well, that's community. Yeah.
I love that you're speaking to this because this is something that I don't think we speak to very much with people who are yoga teachers versus being a student in a class, is that like we read the room energetically. And we're like looking out, like, what are all these bodies saying to me? And so it's like a certain level of, I'm going to use this word, but like a certain level of empathic intuitiveness, you know, that you like either already have, maybe you're already an empath. And I think a lot of people who are empaths end up becoming yoga teachers because we want to help people, you know, we want to help people feel good in their bodies and have a safe place to be themselves. And this goes into a question that I did write down, was like about living in the world we live in right now that can be really divisive and chaotic. And do you feel like your experience as a yoga teacher and as a practitioner like helps you kind of feel that out and then offer that to students, or does it help you feel more grounded? Or can you speak a little bit about that kind of process of like, yeah, I'm looking out and I'm seeing all this stuff, and then from there, I'm pulling from this wealth of knowledge in my brain to be like, how do I meet the people who are showing up?
Yeah.